meditation with you on the seven paths of awakening and how it applies to fine-tuning our spiritual broadcasting system. So I invite you just to take a moment and close your eyes and turn within. And join me as we take three deep cleansing breaths. The first breath that we are taking in and exhaling is for ourselves. So we take in a deep breath and we inhale compassion. And as we exhale, we extend the compassion from deep within us out into the world. And our next deep cleansing breath is for everyone in this circle and in all the circles of our life. So we take in a deep inhale and inhale the spirit of peace. And as we exhale, we extend that peace out to all our loved ones, all of our circles, everywhere. And the third deep breath we take in is for our world, for all sentient life. And so we take a deep inhale of light. And as we exhale, we extend that light to see the world clearly. To see the world with the light of compassion, the light of peace, and all those other spiritual qualities. And as we settle in, finding ourselves comfortable in our seat, our body at rest, our breathing even and steady, perhaps we envision ourselves in our happy place, if you will, beside a stream, on the beach, in a quiet meditation room, surrounded by cats. As we settle in and envision ourselves seated peacefully wherever that place may be, we bring attention inward to our own spiritual broadcasting system. And mindfully, we begin to investigate our state of mind and heart, our soul, to be mindful of our breath, and allowing that mindfulness to open us up to a state of curiosity or investigation. The more mindful we are, the more we open from deep within. And we explore all aspects of ourself and the world in which we live. But perhaps the most pressing question that we explore with curiosity in this moment is, what does my heart want right now? Or perhaps it's the simple question, what is spirit calling forth within me right now? As you begin to mindfully investigate and explore with curiosity, what is alive in you right now? Thank you. as we explore and investigate on this beautiful wavelength of curiosity. With every breath, we can feel something bubbling up from within us. And what is bubbling up is the spirit of joy. For joy is a sure sign of the presence of that which is divine. So the more mindful we become, the more we explore with curiosity, the more we welcome joy into our space. We feel it in the cells of our bodies. We feel it in the gentle rise and fall of the breath. We feel it in the steady beating of the heart that gives rise to beautiful, life-filled and light-filled emotions. Joy is bubbling up and arising. And as joy arises, we find ourselves so moved by it, we follow just a simple path of joy. When we feel joy, let's pay attention. Let's be astonished about joy. And let's share that feeling with all the world. And that joy just gently settles into the very bones, the very fiber, the very essence of our being. And as it settles in, we move into a state of deep tranquility, of abiding peace, just resting gently in that feeling, being mindful, exploring, welcoming joy. And now just settling beautifully into peace and tranquility. From this tranquil, peaceful place, we avail ourselves of the fullness of concentration and focus. As we begin to contemplate our place in the world, who we are in the world, what is the gift we are ready to share with the world? What are we broadcasting in our system and our station? as a gift that we are bringing to the world. Let's find ourselves gently focused on that. Finding ourselves settling comfortably into our space, our welcoming place, wherever, whatever that may be. Bringing awareness to ourselves on that meditation cushion, to taking the one seat. As we bring home this entire experience with a sense of equanimity. As the Buddha sat his one seat, when all the world asked him, "Who are you to say these things? Who are you to think that you are better? Who are you, who are you, who are you?" The Buddha tuned into his own broadcasting station, and his fingers gently touched the earth, and he said, "I am awake. The earth is my home. I have a right to be here." So with equanimity, we flow with the highs, we flow with the lows, allowing ourselves neither to be deeply despaired or overly excited, just to remain in a state of peace. And in every moment, we envision ourselves sitting on the mat, touching our fingers to the earth, and reiterating our right to be here, for we are the one in expression. Now that your spiritual broadcasting system is finely tuned, see clearly the world you are creating and who you are in the midst of all of that. Allow that vision, that image, to come forth in all of its fullness, through words, through sight, through sound, through vibration. Together, let us begin to imagine the world we wish to inhabit. tuning into the beauty and wonder and magnificence of our wavelength, our resonance. Let us bless and uplift and give thanks for each of us in the sacred circle. Welcoming and grateful for Sherry. For Judy, for Stephen, for Carolyn, for Felissa, for Val, for Felicia, for Bethany, for Gail, for Bob, and for Maria. Bringing our conscious awareness back to our breath. We give thanks for this beautiful sacred circle of happy places coming together, hearts and minds and souls. So we release that image in our mind of our sacred space, and we begin the journey back to this present moment in time. Breath steady and even, body relaxed. We touch our fingers to earth and say, yes, I am. And when you are ready, gently blink open your eyes and be here now.